USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moderna said Tuesday its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in a study of adolescents aged 12 to 17, making it the second shot behind Pfizer's to demonstrate high efficacy in younger age groups. The company said it plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration to expand the emergency use of its COVID vaccine for teens as early as next month. This week, 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. The Biden administration ended an inquiry into a possible connection between the origins of the coronavirus and a lab in Wuhan, China. The State Department launched the previously undisclosed inquiry last fall under President Trump, but the effort was shut down in the spring by President Biden. They claim the quality of its work was flawed. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability what happened. End quote. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Senator John Kennedy is lashing out on the reckless spending in Washington, D.C. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy is blasting a bipartisan bill that calls for billions of dollars in spending on science and technology research. The bill is being framed by its supporters as an effort to shore up American technological superiority against the growing threat of China. But Kennedy tells Fox News that's not what the bill does.
Here's what the bill will do. $120 billion in foreign aid. I don't know why we can't use that money for infrastructure. I don't know why we have to give money to countries that hate us. They should be able to hate us for free. $50 billion to the big tech semiconductor companies. We all know how broke big tech is. I guess they can use the money to develop more efficient algorithms to censor us. $80 billion to the infamous National Science Foundation.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A vote to establish a commission on January's takeover of the Capitol building could happen very soon. But is it what the American people really want in light of turmoil appearing around the world? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against the commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
In what is described as a big step toward normalcy, Hawaii Governor David Ige on Tuesday announced that masks are no longer required outdoors and ocean sports would again be allowed. The changes come as Hawaii pushes more people to get vaccinated and as tourism continues to make a speedy recovery. Governor Ige said getting vaccinated is the best way to get to normal so that we can relax the restrictions. End quote. USA Radio News.